What would it be like if the news media, and I do not except the fine folks who bring you these remarks, actually reported straight on the presidential campaign and did not try to make what the candidates say and also what the news commentators say about it seem intelligent?
Junior news analyst Daniel Pinkwater.
You never hear anything like this. The president speaks entirely in sound bites. Senator Kerry is now attempting to speak entirely in sound bites, but appears to be less good at it. Both candidates repeated their stump speeches, which are made up entirely of sound bites, today in two locations apiece. Here are pictures so the viewer can compare their haircuts. Democratic strategists concede that the president has somewhat nicer suits, but add that Senator Kerry is taller. Analysts opine that the president is more like an actor who might play the president in a movie, while Senator Kerry is more like an actor who might play the president in a stage play. Since more Americans favor movies over live theater, this is a net gain for the president. Both candidates are rich guys who went to Yale and belong to Skull and Bones. The president sounds like he was raised on a ranch. Senator Kerry sounds like a rich guy who went to Yale and belonged to Skull and Bones. More women voters favor the president. More women voters favor Senator Kerry. Speaking for myself, I find it interesting but not unique in my experience that I do not know if Senator Kerry is capable of doing a good job as president. I also do not know whether the president is capable of doing a good job as president, notwithstanding it would be his second term. I am all excited about the election.
Daniel Pinkwater casts his ballot in New York's Upper Hudson River Valley.